This is a download from the Clinical Audit Support Centre Limited. To find out more, visit www.clinicalauditsupport.com. Clinical Audit Today, Volume 2, Issue 2, published June 2009. Editorial entitled, It's Raining Men, Hallelujah. This is probably going to sound like quite an odd point for me to make as a man, but has anyone noticed that virtually all of the current senior roles and positions of importance in clinical audit are held by men? This fact didn't dawn on me until I recently started writing my regular news article for this journal. I was looking at the Healthcare Quality Improvement Partnership, the National Clinical Audit Advisory Group, and the National Audit and Governance Group, etc. Then all of a sudden, the penny dropped. All three organisations are headed by men, and males hold key positions in each organisation. NCAG do have a number of females on their secretariat, but Professor Nick Black and Martin Ferris are the main players. NAG have an even more interesting setup. According to their website, the National Audit Governance Group have 27 current members, 21 of whom are female. Yet three of the four senior positions within the group, including Chair Robin Sassaru and Chris Swannell as General Secretary, are held by men, and 9 years since the group was established, we still await their first female chair. The Healthcare Quality Improvement Partnership are led by CEO Robin Burgess. Paul Elliott heads their board of predominantly male directors, and Darren Thorne leads the local quality improvement team. And it doesn't stop there. Mr. David Gilbert heads up clinical audit at the Department of Health, and when I requested suggestions for a possible keynote speaker to talk about the reinvigoration of clinical audit at our forthcoming national audit event, the names the Department of Health suggested were Roger Boyle, Martin Henshire, Dominic Hardy, and Bruce Keogh. For those of you used to analysing complex audit data, I'm sure you might be able to spot what we would call a significant trend. Now, don't get me wrong, I have nothing against anyone I have mentioned, but what I find baffling is that the experience Tracy and I have working in clinical audit at the coalface up and down the country is that women, not men, often lead the way. The majority of local audit teams are headed by highly skilled and professional women, and when we ran our first clinical audit poster competition at the 2008 conference, all three prizes were won by female entrants. Interestingly, the vast majority of those attending our accredited training courses are female, and they have a marginally better success rate at gaining the relevant qualifications than men who come on our courses. It is almost as though we have a pool of women managing clinical audit teams and doing great work, but then a glass ceiling that prevents all but a few progressing onto the important roles that hold the real power. I'm genuinely at a loss to explain how we have reached the current male-dominated status quo. Surely, if true reinvigoration of clinical audit is going to occur, there needs to be a rebalancing of personnel. As someone who has worked with some of the best women in the business, I welcome the day not when women rule the clinical audit world, but when they are at least equally represented in the key positions that decide the future direction and success of our profession. This broadcast was recorded on the 20th of July 2010. It's copyrighted by the Clinical Audit Support Centre. Reproduction of this download is prohibited. Rebroadcast of this work is forbidden without the express written consent of the CASC team.